Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. With the first World Cup weekday game at MetLife, as we were just hearing from Karen, it's getting a little crazy out there, so give yourself lots of time to commute. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is checking out things on 42nd Street, where the entire length of that street is shut down.
42nd Street shut down from 1st Avenue all the way to 12th, which taxi drivers like Anthony say, well, they're just going to have to get used to.
Been doing this for 43 years. 42nd is closed, so I have to go around. I call her to tell her to wait for me.
I got to run my cab down from all the way down there.
This is going to be the case throughout the summer. Each day there's a World Cup match, 6 hours before and 3 hours after. And do you usually travel along 42nd?
Yes. So when we drive, it's usually a lot of traffic. Now we're trying to go back to public transportation and be running into more traffic.
But this family from Scotland is actually heading to the World Cup.
We're having a ball. America's been great to Scotland.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on 11th Avenue.
The search is on for a group of three suspects who violently attacked a woman in the Bronx. The police say the 68-year-old woman was approached by the trio outside 4600 White Plains Road in Wakefield. This was on June 9th, just before 10 a.m. One suspect knocked her to the ground, punched her several times in the head, and stole her purse, while the other two acted as lookouts. They all ran off, and the woman was taken to a hospital where she's expected to recover. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We've got an update for you on the Central Park carriage horse that sadly collapsed and died last week. A necropsy released this morning found that the horse died after eating parts of a Japanese yew, an ornamental shrub that's highly toxic to horses. The Transport Workers Union of America, which represents carriage drivers, says the horse was giving a ride near East 90th Street when he ate the plant. Many activists, including NY Class Executive Director Adita Binkrant, initially counted the horse's death as an example of neglect, arguing that rides need to be banned. But the TWU is now accusing Central Park Conservancy of failing to warn people about the presence of the toxic yew, which is also fatal to other animals. The Central Park Conservancy, in response, released a statement reiterating their support of a ban and saying that New York City Parks rules plainly forbid horses from eating the vegetation. The Department of Housing Preservation and Development here in the city is rolling out a program aimed at stabilizing and preserving the city's supportive housing. David Priston, Chief of Staff to the Commissioner of HPD, tells 1010 Winds that the Supportive Preservation Program will repair those affordable buildings, benefiting people from all walks of life.
Homeless New Yorkers, New Yorkers facing substance use disorders and physical disabilities and serious mental illness. This is the form of housing that really provides support to these New Yorkers.
Under the program, a team of people will manage all preservation and maintenance projects, making sure they're able to continue working for the people in them. An elderly woman out in Queens had her chain ripped off her neck, and now the NYPD trying to find who stole it. This happened the afternoon of June 9th in front of 7012 Harrow Street in Forest Hills. Police say another woman randomly approached the victim, got her talking, hugged her, and then snatched her gold necklace. The suspect took off in a Mazda. Cops are trying to figure out who else was in that car. Their photos are now up on the Crime Stoppers X page. That's at NYPD Tips. Sentencing for the accused Gilgo Beach killer, Rex Huerman, will happen tomorrow. But today, his ex-wife is looking to dismiss a wrongful death lawsuit against her.
The wrongful death lawsuit was filed by the now adult son of victim Valerie Mack. Admitted serial killer Rex Huerman pleaded guilty to her murder. Attorney Robert Macedonio questions why his client, the ex-wife of Huerman, is named in the suit.
But she has no criminal liability. She has no civil liability whatsoever. Rex's actions are Rex's actions.
He has filed a motion for the lawsuit to be dismissed. Attorney John Ray represents the victim's son and says Huerman transferred all of his properties to the ex-wife.
We're suing them under the debtor and creditor law to say, You can't do that.
Sophia Hall, 1010 WINS, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 WINS. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 WINS, visit 1010WINS.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.